This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. 3M Open winner Kurt Kitayama had an incredible final 2 days of the tournament in Blaine. He was 17 under over a 26-hole stretch that carried him to the victory.
I was just in control of my irons. You know, especially getting off to start today, was my wedges got me into those positions. You know, I hit them tight, kind of trusted that early on and took advantage of the shorter holes with the wedges. You know, you don't expect to come out like that after, you know, shooting 11 under. And to come out like that was special.
For the four-day total, Kitayama was 23 under. The Twins lost at home to the Nationals yesterday 7-2. Outfielder Harrison Bader says things didn't go their way.
I think we hit a lot of hard balls at some guys. Some, you know, just didn't fall. It happens. I think in general, every day you just go out there, put your best foot forward. Sometimes it doesn't shake out, but I'm pleased with the process behind the scenes, and guys want it. And sometimes it just doesn't shake out the way you want to, so. Like I said, a lot of hard-hit balls, and continuing that process, those swings and that approach will produce.
The AAA Saints were down 7 in the 7th. They rallied in walk-off fashion to beat Worcester yesterday 10-9. The Lynx lost at home to Atlanta yesterday. They beat them 90-86. Forward Nafisa Collier says the Lynx started poorly.
The way we came out in the first half is obviously not what we want our identity to be. And again, they're a really good team, so when you come out like that against teams, it's going to be really hard. So we knew we had to change things in the second half. So I felt like our ball pressure was a lot better, just getting up, making things, you know, a little harder for them, changed our defense a little bit. So I thought the second half was a lot better.
Collier finished with 32 points. The Lynx were down 14 at the half and never recovered. The Vikings resumed training camp today with head coach Kevin O'Connell happy to have safety Josh Metellus with the team under a new 3-year contract extension.
Absolutely thrilled for Josh, his family, and Vikings fans that they get to see him for years to come in a role that's really become really special to him and how he's attacked it and helped us become what we are defensively.
The Gopher football team starts fall camp today. This is MNN Sports.